This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The debate about high-speed internet access and service grows more heated all the time. Susan Crawford, fellow at the Roosevelt Institute, has been involved in that debate. Crawford argues that American consumers are being sold a bill of goods by the telecom industry, that big companies are overcharging and underserving us, and that it's up to the government to step in and regulate a better way. She's even got a book on the topic, and the reviews of her book on Amazon.com offered a new and strange chapter in the debate this week. A bunch of extremely negative reviews of her book turned out to look kind of fishy.
I have learned from an article published on TechDirt by Mike Masnick that he very carefully went through a bunch of the one-star or two-star reviews of captive audience on Amazon and believes that the vast majority of them were placed by what we call AstroTurf representatives, people who are just there to bring the average reader ranking of the book down.
How does this make you feel?
I'm not too worried that the book's message is being muted. Where things get really more serious for me is when the industry is able to place op-eds in the New York Times, read by 3 million people. There were two op-eds naming me within 1 week.
What are their arguments against you, and how would you respond?
They claim that the real problem for the digital divide in America is absence of computers in people's homes. A lot of this has to do with cost. So I show a bunch of recent studies where people say that the cost of a high-speed internet access connection is really getting in the way of their subscribing.
Susan Crawford is a fellow at the Roosevelt Institute, and she is also the author of Captive Audience, the Telecom Industry and Monopoly Power in the New Gilded Age. Susan, very nice to talk to you again.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.